I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Understand that the discipline of doing the work that I tell you every single day introducing this podcast is what creates the skill which you can now believe in.
Stay all day.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by 30 Days to Discipline, a 30-day course for you to build your discipline, make sure you follow through on your commitments, and get done everything you know you want to get done but haven't gotten around to getting done. Learn more and get started at DreAllDay.com/30. Welcome to the greatest show in the audio world, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled time. And on top of all this, we give you a bonus of the personal initiative, the go-getter energy to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. Today's topic. Today we're talking about confidence, but we're also going to talk about discipline, how discipline actually creates confidence. There's a reason why when I introduce this show every single day, I talk about discipline first. Discipline is the first thing you need, and because of your discipline, you are able to create that confidence. We all understand, if you go around and ask people, if you just look at yourself in your own life, everybody wants confidence, right? If you ask anybody if there's any internal trait, intangible internal trait that we could just boost to unbelievable levels right now within you, what would it be? Almost everybody would say, I want to have more confidence. Very few people would say, I want to have more discipline. They would say, I want to have more confidence. Understanding, not everybody's excited about discipline, but everybody needs it in order to build that confidence. And today I'm going to explain how one leads to the other. One being discipline leads to the other being confidence. Point number one, let's understand what confidence is. If we just define confidence, it is a belief in an ability. Confidence is a belief in your ability to do something or be something or complete something. That's what confidence is. And it's hard to believe in an ability, I think we can agree, that you don't have. You can't believe in an ability that you don't. If you haven't practiced something enough, if you don't have the actual skill, it's pretty hard to believe in your ability to get something done. If you've never actually done it, you haven't practiced it, you haven't worked on it, you have no proof in your mind, let alone in the real world, that you can actually get something done. Understand that the discipline of doing the work that I tell you every single day introducing this podcast is what creates the skill which you can now believe in. I'm gonna say that again because I want to make sure we're all on the same page here. The discipline of doing the work, whatever the work is, if you want to be a great writer, you want to be confident in your ability to write, the discipline of sitting down every single day and starting to write creates the skill of being a good writer. There's someone who said, hey, I only write when I feel motivated or inspired. Or someone had asked them, hey, I want to write more, but I don't feel motivated or inspired to write as much as I would need to write a book or to get good at writing. And a writer said to them, well, you know what? I only write when I'm motivated and inspired, the same way that you're saying. But the thing is, I'm motivated and inspired every single day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. See, that is discipline right there. Your discipline of showing up and doing whatever it is you need to do to develop that skill, i.e. working on your game, is what creates the ability. And anything that you do in a disciplined fashion, you have a high level of skill in doing, even if it's something you don't want to do. If you have a discipline when it comes to being lazy, you're pretty skilled at being lazy. You have discipline when it comes to doubting yourself, you're pretty skilled at self-doubt. When you have discipline when it comes to eating foods that you know you shouldn't be eating, you got a skill of making the wrong decisions in the kitchen or the wrong decisions at the bar or the wrong decisions when you go out to a restaurant. Those are skills that you develop because you have practiced them over and over and over again. So that's how the discipline of doing work creates the ability. Point number two, understand that practice skill is great. Any skill that you develop through practice is a great thing to have. Now, doing it over and over and over again via discipline until it's second nature, that is the confidence that you want. See, this is not just the confidence that you can do it, but the confidence that you can't not do it. Let me back up so you catch everything that I said right there. I might have said it too fast for you. Practiced skill, any skill that you develop because you have worked on your game, that is great to have. Of course, you worked on your game, you develop skill. I mean, that's what this is all about, right? Of course. Now, doing it over and over again, once you have developed the skill, see, because you can develop a skill by practice. If I practice, I don't know, what's something that I could practice? Somebody give me a sentence that I can say in some foreign language that I don't know how to speak. If I practice it enough, I'll have the ability to say that sentence in the native, it sound like I'm a native, and say it in a way that people think that I know that whole language because the way that I said that one sentence, because I practice it over and over again. But I'll probably forget it if I don't continue to practice it. See, doing it over and over and over again, maybe even grasping the entire language so where I could put together a conversation or a paragraph or even understand what somebody else is saying. See, if I do that, that practice via the discipline of speaking that language, learning that language, immersing myself in an environment where I have to develop that language so I can communicate until it is second nature to me, that is the kind of confidence I want. See, I can believe that I can do something because I practice it enough, but I want to be able to get to the point where I can't not do it. See, I can't not say what I got to say here on this podcast because I got the practice skill, not only the practice skill of expressing what I'm thinking, but also I've done it so many times via discipline. I mean, what number episode is this? That's every single day since April 2006 that I've been doing this podcast. I've done it so many times via discipline that I can't not do it. I can't not do what I've been doing because the discipline that I'm pushing myself to bring it every single time, to do that thing every single time. I've done it so many times that it definitely becomes second nature to me. And understand that you have things that are second nature to you. What are the things that you do that you don't even have to think about them? You're pretty good at them and they just come naturally to you. You don't even think about the fact that you've done it. There are things you've done today, yesterday, that you don't even think about the fact that you did them because you've done them so many times, not only because you practice to get better at it, but because you've been disciplined enough to do it consistently that it becomes just something you can do, quote unquote, naturally. So you want to be at the point that you don't even have to remember that you can do something, that it becomes automatic. In basketball, something like making a layup becomes automatic. You don't have to think about the fact that I'm going to make this layup. It's something that you just do automatically. If someone who's a really good writer, the fact that they turn on their typewriter or turn on their computer or open up a fresh new document on their phone and start writing, that they can get 500 words down in an hour, that's something that they don't even have to think about. They might have to think about what the words will be, but the fact that they can do that on a consistent basis, they don't have to think about it because they have disciplined themselves to do it so normally that has become second nature. See, this is how discipline creates confidence. Now, you may be wondering, well, what does that have to do with confidence? I mean, it's discipline doing the thing over and over again. It's the fact that because you've done it so many times and you can do it without thinking about it, you don't even have to think about whether or not you believe in yourself. See, when it comes to your discipline of doing anything in life, if you got to think about, do I believe this? Can I really do this? Am I skilled enough to deliver this? See, if you're thinking that and asking yourself those questions consciously, you have not exercised enough discipline for a long enough period of time yet. It doesn't mean you made a mistake. Maybe you just started. Maybe you just haven't been at it long enough. But once you have exercise the right amount of discipline for a long enough period of time, you will be confident in doing things that you don't even have to remember that you're confident in. You don't even have to think about them. You don't even have to think about the fact that you did it, let alone the fact that you're confident and the fact that you can actually do it well at a high level. That's where you want to get to, that you don't even remember, that it becomes completely automatic to you. Point number three. And today's topic is how discipline creates confidence. When you know you have done the work, you are not unsettled when things go off script. Repeating that. When you know you've done the work, when you know you have been disciplined. And today's topic, again, how does discipline create confidence? I want you to keep that topic in mind so you understand how it connects to what I'm saying. When you've been disciplined and you've been doing the work over and over and over and over again, if something happens to go off script, it's not really going the way that you thought it would go, the higher your level of discipline, the less that will even bother you, because you know deep down that everything's going to come back to exactly where it should be. I'll tell you a story. It was 1992, Miami Arena, not the American Airlines Arena where the Heat play now, but Miami Arena. This is where the Heat used to play. And anyone who lives in Miami, you know where that arena used to be. It's actually two blocks away from where the arena is now. And I guess in that area right there, two blocks away, is what constituted Overtown. And some people who lived in Miami, grew up in Miami, told me that that was Overtown. It's a very dangerous area back then. But anyway, the story actually happened in the building. The Miami Heat were playing the Chicago Bulls in the 1992 NBA playoffs. This was the first round playoffs, Bulls against the Heat. And this is when the NBA playoffs were best of five in the first round. Now, the Chicago Bulls, 1992, if you know your NBA history, the Bulls had won the championship in 1991. They beat Magic Johnson and the Lakers. And in 1992, I'll give away the story here, not the story, but the conclusion, not even the conclusion, but the further conclusion. The Bulls went on to beat the Portland Trailblazers in the 1992 NBA Finals. Now, the Bulls were up 2-0 at this point in the series. The first two games of the series had been in Chicago. Now, the next two games were scheduled to be in Miami, and a deciding game five, if necessary, would be in Chicago because the Bulls had home court advantage. The Miami Heat, I think this was their first time ever even making the playoffs. They were down 2-0. They're going against Michael Jordan, the best player. The Chicago Bulls, the best team, but it's their first game in Miami in the series. So all of their fans are there cheering them on, like, hey, let's win one. Let's beat Michael Jordan. Let's see if we can take down the champions. The fans are there. They showed up to support their team like any hometown fans would do. So the Chicago Bulls come out in this game in Miami, and the Heat are kind of kicking their ass. The Heat are actually beating them pretty badly in this game. In the first half of the game, they were doing a number on the Chicago Bulls. It looks like the Heat may actually win the game and extend this first round best of five series. And Johnny Kerr, who was an announcer for the Chicago Bulls back then, he was working the scorer's table. And if you watch a basketball game, you know how the announcers are sitting right there at that table where the players walk by every time they come in the game or sub into the game or sub out of the game. Johnny Kerr is working for the Bulls. He's sitting at that table with his broadcast partner. And Michael Jordan, obviously, he knows these guys because they travel with the team. They're at every game. And Michael Jordan comes up to the scorer's table. The Heat have this big lead right now. And Johnny Kerr and his partner have been talking on the broadcast like, hey, the Bulls are down by a lot right now. Are they even going to be able to come back from this? They may be on their way to losing this game three. We're going to have to go to game four here in Miami, which they weren't too mad about because it's Miami. I mean, who doesn't want to spend an extra couple days in Miami? Michael Jordan walked past the scorer's table. He looked at Johnny Kerr and he said, here we come. And according to the story, that's all he said. He just looked at them and said, here we come. And if any of you don't know this story, I would really, really suggest that you go on YouTube and you look up, just type in Michael Jordan, Miami Heat, 1992. Or you could also type in the number 56. If you don't know the significance of the number 56, that's how many points Michael Jordan had that game. Michael Jordan said, here we come. He went and scored 56 points, and the Bulls did indeed win that game to close out the series. And I'm telling you that story to tell you this. Michael Jordan, I think we can agree that Michael Jordan was pretty damn confident in his game in general. I mean, he was confident that day in Miami, but he was pretty confident just in general. Michael Jordan was also, I think we can agree, very disciplined. Michael Jordan had done the work. He had worked on his game so much, so often, and every single thing he did was coming to him second nature. Michael Jordan didn't have to think about which move should I do when this guy's guarding me. Michael Jordan didn't have to think, let me shoot a jump shot this play, and then I'll drive to the basket next play. Oh, somebody fouled me. How do I shoot these free throws? He didn't have to think about any of that. Michael Jordan didn't have to think, oh, Phil Jackson called a play, the triangle offense. How do we run that? Where am I supposed to go? He didn't have to think about any of that. He had been so disciplined on his own in developing his own game. Of course, you had the discipline of the team and practicing and working through their sets and knowing how they responded to certain things that the defense did. Michael Jordan was so disciplined in doing his own work and so disciplined in his own game, so disciplined not only in his physical game but in his mental game, that when things were off, the team, mind you, they're on the road in a playoff game, losing by a whole lot of points to a team that is very motivated to beat them, Michael Jordan said, here we come. He knew what was going to happen. He could predict the future. Not because he was just so much better than everybody else. Mind you, we're talking about the NBA here. This is not the YMCA where you could have this one guy who's just way better than everybody else. This is the NBA. All these guys are getting paid to play basketball. Now, I just told you the other day about how to be a professional athlete. All right, these guys are the top 1% of everybody in the world in basketball. They're no bums. I mean, they weren't better than Jordan, but they're not terrible basketball players. Pretty damn good, okay? Michael Jordan said, here we come. He knew what was going to happen. Why? Not because he was just so much talented than everybody else. Not even because he was so much more confident than everybody else. I mean, guys he were playing against were confident too. It's because Michael Jordan had exercised his discipline to the point that he could predict the future. He knew that he could be confident in not only in his performance, but his teammates' performance. And then, most importantly, he went out and actually did it. See, it's one thing to think about it. It's one thing to talk about it. It's one thing to have practiced it beforehand. It is a completely different thing, ladies and gentlemen, to actually go out there and prove it when it's time. And that's exactly what he did. And that is how, as we recap today's episode, how discipline creates confidence. Point number one, confidence is a belief in your ability. And it's hard to believe in an ability which you don't have. The discipline of doing work every single day is what creates the skill which you can now believe in. Point number two, practiced skill is great. When you practice something and you get good at it, that is an excellent outcome. Congratulations. But understand there's a higher level. Doing it over and over again via discipline until it becomes second nature, that's where you want your confidence to be. Not just that you know you can do it, but yet you don't even have to think about it and you can't not do it. The point where you don't even have to remember that you can do something, it automatically happens without you even thinking about it. Point number three, when you know you've done the work, you're not unsettled when things go off script. When things are not going exactly as you expected, you are so confident in that you'll be able to right the ship and get it where you want it to go. You're so confident, not just because you have skill, but because you are so disciplined in what you've done up to this point that you can predict the future. Just like Michael Jordan said, here we come. Look that up on YouTube. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.